Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you vicegerents in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you representatives in this earth. فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in how much money you got in your bank, how much you got in the vault, what investments you got, what offshore investments. That doesn't interest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah wants to see your amal, your actions, what you got in terms of actions. What are you producing in terms of your good actions? فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَا That beware and be careful. Be very careful. You know, normally we see pasop, beware. Somebody's got a dog in his yard, he's got a big sign outside, beware, be careful. So this is what this فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا saying, beware, be careful. In Arabic they put this sometimes, intabih. Be very careful of dunya. In other words, don't get too excited with dunya and don't get too enamored by it. وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ And the next thing, be very careful of his woman. Because these two things can lead a person. Sometimes a person might ask that the woman already included in the beauty of the dunya. Because we did the ayat other day. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءَ Allah Pak has made it appealing to men from the passions of this world, from this worldly life. Woman, and then Allah has made children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made qanatir al-muqantarati min al-dhahabi, piling off of gold and silver, not just one bar or two bars, but a person wants to pile up gold and silver. And then, wal khayl al-musawwamati, a person wants to have branded horses, or you want to have branded vehicles. Wal an'am, a person wants to have assets, other assets, those days it would be cattle. Wal harus, a person wants to have many properties, many land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these things. Now we might ask, but nisa is already included in this, why is it brought separately? Yeah, for emphasis to say, despite it already being part of the dunya and the glitter and glamour of dunya, be very careful as far as woman is concerned. To understand wealth, in one hadith it comes in Bukhari Sharif where this ayat explained in more depth. In depth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was explaining to the Sahaba, "Zakara zahrat al-dunya wa zinatiha." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the splendor of this world, wa zinataha, and the beauty of this world. So one Sahabi in that gathering, he stood up. And then he asked, Oh Rasulullah, أَوَيَأْتِ الْخَيْرُ بِالشَّرْ Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it possible for wealth to bring problems? Because in our mind, if a person has got wealth, his problems are sorted out. Because we have always been taught from small, that there is a direct correlation between excess wealth and having a lot of wealth and solving one's financial problems, one's difficulties, everything can be sorted out. A man has got money. So he asked a beautiful question. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning to them about wealth. And this sahabi stood up and he asked, he said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can the money bring problems? So Rasulullah fasakata anhu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was such that if he knew the answer of something immediately, he would give it. If he didn't know, he would wait for wahi. Unlike us, sometimes we don't know something but we still want to say an answer. So there's something for us to learn. If we know it, then only we give it. If not sure, tell the person we're not sure. And when we're sure about it, then we can tell him. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi. Sahaba mentioned that ka'anna ala ruusihim al-tayr. In this hadith it comes as though on the heads of Sahaba were perched birds. In other words, they were waiting so still and so carefully they were waiting to hear what wahi was coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Ayna sa'ilu anifan? Where is the person that just asked the question just now? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him, Inna al-khayr la ya'ti illa bil-khayr. That something that is good will only bring goodness with it. If something is not really good, it will also have problems. Therefore you find many times, that hadith we did yesterday, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his own family, he would make, Allahumma ja'al rizq ali Muhammadin quta, wallah make the wealth and the provisions of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam just enough. My ustad as a mufti sahab, he mentions that after many, many years of consulting with many wealthy people, he understands the beauty of this hadith. He said, when you see the different types of problems the wealthy people have, different types of problems, then you realize what beauty is in this hadith. Just to mention one story, we went to visit one person in one of the towns, and a very, very extremely wealthy person. But his wife had passed away, and his children were not staying with him. So in a big house, huge house, overlooking the river, and then also beautiful sea views, swimming pool, everything. But in that huge mansion, this person was staying all alone. So when the Jamaat went there to visit him, then he was insisting that the Jamaat must stay in his house. So just to make him happy, a few brothers stayed in his house and a few stayed in the masjid. And one of the things that he mentioned, you don't know what happiness it brings me to hear voices in my house. You don't know what happiness it brings me just to hear voices in my house. So like that, you think a person with wealth has got no problems. Sometimes the problems are bigger. one person, huge empire he had also, very big house. This person, I think, was divorced from his wife. So somebody suggested to him, you got four sons, why don't you bring some of the sons to stay with you? Like that, you won't be, as you're old now, you are cha-cha, you're old. He said, I don't get along even with one daughter-in-law. Not one daughter-in-law I get along with. So that just shows that wealth doesn't necessarily mean it sorts out problems. So this sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can wealth bring problems? So Nabi alayhi sallam replied, إِنَّ الْخَيْرِ لَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا بِالْخَيْرِ. Something that is good will only bring goodness to you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, we'll continue with this hadith tomorrow, just to mention this part, that إِنَّهُ كُلُّ مَا يُنْبِثُ الرَّبِيعُ يَقْتُلُ أَوْ يُلِمُّ. Everything that the spring season brings about, it has the potential to kill or to bring on the verge of killing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a very beautiful example. What is meant by this? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example of an animal, you know, like a cow that is grazing in the meadows. Illa akilat al khadir. He mentioned like the animal, that herbivore that eats greens. Akalat hatta idham taddad khasirataha. It eats, but then it eats when its sides are full. In other words, it got enough. It knows its limit. بالت فثلتت استقبلت الشمس بالت وثلتت ثم رتعت. Now it stops. It knows its limits. I finish eat enough. It stops. It faces the sun, and now it allows itself to digest. It passes out. It digests everything, and then now ثم رتعت. Then this animal goes back to eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving that example. Why? What happens is after a long autumn, long winter, now suddenly when the spring season comes and everything starts sprouting. Now that thing starts dazzling in the eyes of that animal, and the animal just wants to eat and eat and eat. It can eat so much that it can destroy it. So wealth, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. Wealth in itself is not something that automatically destroys, but is how a person utilizes it. Therefore it comes, ni'mal malu salih li rajul salih. How good is good wealth for a pious person? Why? Because he knows his limits, how to use it, how to utilize it. And then this part of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, that person, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِحَقِّهِ, that person who takes wealth and he uses it, فَجَعَلَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ, he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends on the orphans, he spends on the destitute, on the poor, etc. is like that person, كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَيَشْبَعُ, is like that person who eats and then he's satiated, he knows his limits. So this is the defining factor as far as wealth is concerned. Not that automatically now is something that's bad, but where a person doesn't know his limits and he goes on and he tramples upon the rights of his staff, tramples upon the rights of his children, tramples upon the rights of his spouse, about the neighbors, the workers, the security guard that is working, the times, etc. When a person is just chasing and chasing, this is where it becomes a problem. Then the same wealth has it. Has the likelihood of destroying the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and utilizing this wealth that Allah Pak has given us correctly and fulfilling the hukuk and rights of every single person. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanatallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.